Where are we right now in terms of cardiac safety and trastuzumab, particularly the issue of the patient who's maybe older or with risk factors for heart disease?
To me, the really exciting thing about the adjuvant Herceptin data has been that it appears to me, it's I guess it's simplistic, but I think that it's helpful in the clinic, is it looks like really no matter how you use Herceptin, the patients derive a substantial benefit. Now, there are probably small differences amongst the different ways of doing it that we really can't definitively address now because trials weren't set up that way. But it's clear that Herceptin really is the most important element of therapy for a HER2-positive breast cancer patient. So just because a woman doesn't meet the eligibility criteria of the original trials doesn't mean that she shouldn't receive Herceptin. I think she should get the safest regimens. TCH certainly has low cardiac toxicity, but TCH is not a gentler regimen for an elderly woman either. You know, it is a fairly rigorous program in and of itself, though the cardiac toxicity is less. But I think given the tolerance to personally carbotaxol, Herceptin that we use weekly in metastatic disease is clearly very active and well tolerated. Those are the sort of substitutions that I think personally would be reasonable to consider in an elderly patient if you felt like you needed to give her the chemotherapy. Obviously, you have the clinical judgment about, do we need to give chemo? Can we just use Herceptin? Can we just use hormone therapy? And the answer is, I think, to all those, you know, sure, you can. I mean, you have to make your clinical judgment there. Herceptin is active without chemotherapy. There's no question about that. If I'm going to give Herceptin, I would like to give the patient some kind of chemotherapy personally, maybe just four cycles of EC a la HERA or something.